Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, health, wellness, and healthy lifestyle are one. I'm an author, educator, speaker, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Today's topic under healthy and happy is referring to our mind and body. At the end, I will tell you where you can go and collect your free gift after you've listened to this message. And I just wish that everything is going to be working really well for you. All right. Have you ever tried to accomplish something without using your mind? If so, you'll know that it's difficult because a person without a sound mind has no orientation, no goals, no plans, nothing that propels them forward. Should you have tried this approach once or twice, what was your outcome? Were you pleased? Was your boss happy with your performance and delivery? Most importantly, how did you feel? So, that we all have the same definition for the word mind, let me tell you how Webster's Dictionary describes it. The first three words are mind, thought, intention. Then it says, the unconscious and conscious processes that perceive, conceive, comprehend, evaluate, and reason. The cognitive and intellectual faculty, rational or sound mental state. Sanity, state of thought and feeling, mental disposition, opinion, viewpoint, attention, intention, inclination, memory, recollection, a person of superior intellectual power, and so on. Now, do you know that you are of sound mind? What did you do before you had to evaluate whether or not you are of sound mind? When did you realize you were or were not of sound mind? What reasons or excuses could have had an impact on you and your mind? Why is being of sound mind before starting any project important? Safety. Comprehension of task at hand, reading the instructions first, especially if it's a physical task that you need to do. How can you stimulate your mind to be functioning well and be of sound mind? Where do you need to be of sound mind the most? Who is responsible for you to be of sound mind? How can you achieve this? Make sure you are on top of things so you can do what is expected of you. Let me tell you a little story that is true, just to prove to you how strong your mind is and why it definitely belongs in the category of get healthy now and healthy and happy. I have had the privilege to know a lady who had issues while she was a teen. When we all got together to have a wonderful day, she was fine, excited, happy, and suddenly she went paralyzed out of the blue. The paralysis lasted anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes to 5 days. The doctors were puzzled, the friends and family were stunned, and the teen at that time was floored that she couldn't move anymore. After many months of observing, testing different things, recording on what she was doing or supposed to be doing, the doctors found out that her mind was so strong that anything that excited her, be it positive or negative, overwhelmed her body to the point that it shut down. The final decision was made when her legs turned totally blue in front of the doctor and there were no feelings left in the legs. I'll give a couple of examples on when I witnessed these situations. A few of us took a CPR course. Everybody passed. She was so happy, she went paralyzed. We went swimming as a group. She was happy. She enjoyed it. She had fun. She went paralyzed. So many activities that were fun and she enjoyed ended up in her being paralyzed. Well, I'm happy to say today this is no longer the case, as this now grown-up person learned how to control her mind when excitement knocks at the door. The quality of life improved tremendously. I'm reading a book that is very helpful to me right now. I will share a couple of points with you. The title is The Power of Your Mind. It states, "Let me tell you a little secret. Most people walk around in a state of perpetual trance. We walk, talk, and speak, yet we're totally unconscious. Have you ever been driving and realized you had gone right past your exit? Your mind was miles away. That's how it feels when you're in a hypnotic trance. You can only attract what you want in your life or into your life if you are willing to live it consciously, so you know how you're thinking, what you want, and even more importantly, why you want it. When I hear people say, I want lots of money, I want to be happy, I want freedom, I always ask two questions. One, what do you really want? What are you passionate about? And two, why do you want this kind of life? It's the why that keeps you motivated to move forward. Sometimes people just use lip service. If it's not coming from an authentic place within you, it will be challenging to achieve your life dreams. Right now, let's take a look at what makes up the mind and how it works. And the author of this book, which is called The Astonishing Power of You, was written by Hazel C. Pelagi. Simple Steps to Creating an Extraordinary Life goes on talking about the conscious versus subconscious mind, about your belief system, etc. So I think that'd be something you might enjoy actually reading. Again, our mind is so strong. It either allows us or prevents us to succeed. This actually shows us how mind and body go together. They really belong together. They are part of the full circle health and wellness we are talking about, where body, mind, and soul or spirit are one. When one is off balance, it throws the others off balance also. Not a good way to live. Learning how to balance our lives in every situation is so important. Some people have no problem with balancing their lives, whereas others are struggling. It does not need to be difficult. We all have ways of learning to overcome issues that stop us from achieving our goals. I'm just picturing how wonderful life can be for everyone, as long as we live in a balanced life. Man, no more fighting. Yeah, challenging and conversations with maybe argument or a debate or something. Yeah, but that's healthy. But no wars and things like that, because we are all balanced. Almost too crazy to think about that. Anyway, what can we do in our lives or with our lives that are not balanced, whether or not we want to admit to this? There are so many excellent books out there that guide you through and teach you how to balance your life. Of course, they are not focused on you individually, but rather generally. If you want individual counseling, there are so many great counselors out there that can help you see where you get to improve yourself, your life, to live in balance and harmony, and then your health will improve also. Why are people getting sick? Well, most of the people are getting sick because they have an imbalance in their full circle with body, mind, and soul or spirit. From there on is where illnesses derive and get worse and worse until they affect the body and sometimes also the mind. This is not anything that is necessary at all. Let's take better care of ourselves and make sure our bodies, minds, and souls are balanced. Are you ready to take charge of your complete health and wellness? I read, hope is wishing for something to come true. Faith is the belief that it will come true. There is a poem that I read that is absolutely amazing, and it tells me what we actually need to focus on. It's called The Dash. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came her date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. And in this case, it was 1934 to 1998, which makes this person 64 years young. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel. And be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in your lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy's being read with your life's action to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about you spent your dash? Or how you spent your dash. So having said that, I would like to remind you of reflecting on yourself. Make sure you live a balanced life so that you're healthy, happy, that you're healthy and happy, and that everything goes well with you. As I promised at the beginning, there is a little gift for you for just listening. Go to thomson.enagicweb.com. That's thomson.enagicweb.com, and download the free ebook about healthy living and how to live a greener than you think life, because that's really important. I want to say have a great week. See you next week again. Until then, stay empowered. And I do not want to forget to give you my contact information, which is dythomson@miklknight.com, which is miklknight.com. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. Again, have a fabulous week. Keep healthy, happy, work with your mind, look deep inside of you, and stay empowered. Till next week. Take care. Bye-bye.